We've spoken here before with people whose loved ones died because they were diabetic and rationing their insulin when it got too expensive. There have been protests outside big pharma offices over the rising cost of this life-saving drug. And last week, Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch announced a first-of-its-kind lawsuit against drug makers and pharmaceutical executives alleging a widespread conspiracy to inflate the price of insulin to win placement on formularies. Those are the lists of medicines for which insurance is provided. Let's get a quick primer from Ed Silverman with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine Publication. And Ed, there was another lawsuit filed by a county in Texas. This is the first forcing drug makers and pharmacy benefit managers to defend themselves together. So what is a pharmacy benefit manager and how does that fit in this?
So the pharmacy benefit manager will negotiate with the drug manufacturer for that formulary placement. In that gatekeeping role, they hold a lot of power, a lot of decision-making that affects every single person covered by whichever health plans they contract with.
Wow. So is there, you know, we hear the word rebate thrown around. How does that fit in?
Well, to get the best placement possible on a formulary, the drug manufacturers will pay rebates, sometimes called discounts, but rebates to the pharmacy benefit managers for that favored placement. And we know there are three big insulin makers in this country, so they're competing for formulary placement. And again, to get the best placement, they'll pay a rebate to the PBM. The PBMs, in turn, say that they pass on those rebates, or almost all of them, minus a small fee. They'll pass on almost everything to the health plans. Meanwhile, the rebate goes up each year because the competition is continually very intense.
Well, Mississippi's Attorney General Lynn Fitch says that the price of insulin has gone up over 1,000% in the last decade. I'm presuming it's because of this inching up system of rebates that you talk about. How are manufacturers and the pharmaceutical companies defending this relationship they have?
Well, the manufacturers, the drug makers say they have to keep raising their wholesale or list prices each year to cover the increased rebates each year. And in fact, some drug makers have now released annual reports showing how in general, the rebates are eating into their revenues more and more, so their net prices are falling. But for consumers who pay at the pharmacy counter and don't have insurance, they're paying more because the way our system works, their price at the pharmacy counter, their out-of-pocket cost, is tied directly to the list price. So if the list price goes up to cover higher rebates that are paid to PBMs, the uninsured pay more out of pocket. And for those who are insured, they're still paying more because the health plans are comparably increasing their prices.
Boy, we'll have you back again as this plays out now, possibly in a courtroom. Ed Silverman with STAT on the first of its kind state, Mississippi, suing drug makers and pharmaceutical benefit managers over their relationship in the production of insulin. We'll follow this. Ed, thank you.
Thank you for having me.